Hey, Mike.
Hey.
Hey, Mike. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good, John. How you doing?
I'm doing well. So far, so good. It's been a busy morning, but good problem to have. We're out here in Southern California, so we're 3 hours behind you. We're still just getting started.
All right. I hear you.
I got the coffee going. But I understand you were speaking with my representative, Tara. She asked me to jump on the line to apply a veteran's discount and go over some pricing with you. Did you have any questions about the listing on Google or how it works?
I probably will, just because I'm sitting here doing one thing and then I get a phone call and it's totally got me going in a different direction right now.
Okay.
So yeah, I understand, you look up at the local and you see the guy, they're going to get the business first because most people are going to be going off the first, you know, 3 to 4 ads or Google listings. They're not going to continue to go searching down. So
right.
Being in that area is obviously a good thing, that higher SEO rating or whatever they call it.
Right.
But I do know it comes at a price. So
of course. Mm-hmm.
That's where I'm wondering where this is going right now.
I hear you. That's why she asked me to jump on the line. So we sent you the pricing page so you could see a breakdown of it. The pricing is really going to depend on what package you select for your business. Do you already have a website built? Oh, yeah, I see here, g2ginspect.com.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Are you comfortable with it? You like it?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. I haven't actually looked at it, but the way you said, yeah, I had to check. Okay.
Yeah, it's well done.
Good. Yeah, no, it looks very good. Okay. So, yeah, you've already invested some money then, it looks like.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Okay. Very nice. Yeah, this is beautiful. I like the logo, too. Services and fees. Okay, good. Bronze, silver. Yeah, so you have kind of like a pricing package deal like we have. What I was going to recommend is our platinum bundle. Except for I'll waive the fees affiliated with the site and I'll waive your setup fees. The platinum bundle on our pricing page is like your silver package. It's advertised at $5.99 month to month. But with your veterans discount, I can actually reduce that by 50%. So I could get it down to $2.99 and then I can lock you in at that rate. I kind of favor our veterans. My brother was a Tomahawk. He was like 1st and 23rd Infantry, Army Ranger. He went to Iraq and Afghanistan.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he's
right.
Decorated, discharged in 16, and he lives out in New Mexico now. But I love you guys. My grandfather chauffeured President Eisenhower. My dad was a Marine. I'm like the only boy on that side of the family, I guess I could say, that didn't go into the service. Just because I kind of seen what happened to them. Yeah, but no, I appreciate you guys. What branch were you in?
I was in the Air Force for 20 years.
Sweet. It's awesome. One of my best friends in the Air Force, they stationed him in Hawaii. So he's been living good for the last couple of years.
Yeah, I would say so. Hawaii's not a bad place to be.
Yeah. I think his wife is his boss. She just got promoted. he just posted
that
it the
happens.
Other day. Yeah, it was funny.
Yeah.
He's like, this is my
I've
boss.
I've seen that before.
A little awkward.
Yeah.
No, but I appreciate you guys' service. But it looks like, you know, just the keyword home inspection, and this is a 40-mile radius. It's going to be based off of your address, right? So they send you this pin in the mail, and then there's a little 5-digit number we get from you off the back of that pin. And then you get 40 miles from there. So within that 40-mile radius, I was showing 1,812 searches in the last 30 days for home inspection. So I'm not saying, you know, that we're going to get you 1,812 phone calls or anything like that, but we have a system called Google Analytics that allows us to see which services in your industry are getting the most traffic. So we could actually see if people are looking for, like, roof inspection or mold inspection specifically, versus other things. And then obviously you have 15 keywords that we could list you for. We target the ones that are getting the most traffic and eyes on your business. And then you could still hand select them too, or you have final say on everything that you're listed for. But that way we're not playing the guessing game. if there's exposure out there to be had, we're going to find it. You know, we're going to make sure you're in front of people at the time if they're searching. And it sounds to me like at $299, if we could just nail down a silver package, you're already seeing a 2-to-1 return on investment.
Yeah. I mean, everything sounds great. It's just the only problem is right now is it's more money out of the business, and out of my pocket, and I'm not 100% established yet. And I just invested in Angie's List yesterday for, what was it, $750. Now I'm getting you guys calling me at $300 a month, you know.
Yeah, but Angie's List, Mike, so Home Advisor by Angie's, they're on the first page of Google. They do this to get the leads they're selling on that platform. So if you're doing that, you're just getting resold leads. The problem is they'll sell it to like 3 or 4 of you guys. So even if you don't get the inspection, you're going to get charged a lead fee for leads on that platform. Why not brand yourself independently? Because if you cancel HomeAdvisor one day, all your reviews and everything else just disappears.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like you're spending a bunch of money just to build up a reputation on that platform. And if you ever want to leave it, all that reputation disappears. With Google advertising, we get you Google verified. We have it listed on the first page. Most people are picking off the first page. That's why Home Advisor by Angie's does it. We let them call you directly without the lead fees or the leads going to multiple people. I know you didn't build this website for it to not get looked at. And then the Google verification, the Google verification and all these reviews and everything that you build up while you're on that first page will stick with you. Like you stay Google verified. They'll still be able to look you up by name, even if you leave our services. You know, and all those credibility factors are still there. So it's not just about the immediate return on investment from the clients that it brings in. Sure, I'm pretty sure that's what's going to keep you coming back each month. But the long-term branding effects of people just being able to look you up and verify that you're a legitimate business go a long way. Even if they hear about you from like a word-of-mouth chain, they're going to want to look you up and, you know, make sure you're legitimate, you have your reviews and everything, see this beautiful website.
Yeah. Yes, oh man.
I know it sounds like a lot, but if you fast forward a month or two from now, HomeAdvisor is not going to be on your books. I'm not supposed to tell you to leave them because the call is recorded. Google doesn't want us to like tell you to leave those guys because they pay Google a lot of money to get you to sign up for the first page placement, but you're going to do what's best for your company at the end of the day, and that's going to be keeping your overhead lower. And I don't think you're going to see a value in paying per lead once you have people calling you on a regular basis off the first page.
Yeah, well, it's still so when we get the price at $300 a month, how long is that price locked in for?
Oh, I'm locking you in. Yeah. That's as long as you're with us. That's not going to go back up or change on you.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no other fees throughout the month. So you want to incur any other like lead fees, quick fees, or call fees?
And then to cancel, is there any cancellation fee?
No, we sent it to you in writing. We want you guys coming back on your own. So there's no cancellation fees or penalties or anything like that. All that we ask is if you're going to discontinue, just let us know before the next billing's due because it's set up on an automated billing cycle.
And once you cancel, what happens to your the business's advertising and site on that first page? Obviously, yeah. It goes away.
You keep it all. We just stopped doing the programming that's keeping you up there. So it's not like they won't be able to find you. You'll still be able to go to Google because you can't do this now, but you'll be able to go to Google, type in Good to Go Inspections LLC and see all your reviews, your Google business profile. It'll still even tell them that you're a Google verified contractor because we do verify you and you know you keep that as long as you're with us. So you'll still be findable by name. And they'll still be able to look you up and see all those things because you'll still have them all. We don't delete it. We just literally stop doing the programming that's keeping you at the top of the page. It kind of opens up the floodgates for you.
Now, does the Google reviews, does it work the same as just regular Google reviews? Like, basically, my website's supposed to get those reviews somehow, some way. It's supposed to pull those in. Will it be able to do that through your algorithms?
Yeah, of course. So your Google business profile, once it's verified, there's a little badge that you could put on your website. And it's hyperlinked to the Google reviews, so it'll have kind of like a live feed to them. But the Google reviews, yeah. There's a tracking system and an app that you have, and we always recommend that you like send them the text with to leave like the star rating and write a little review on you at the end of every inspection that you complete.
Yeah.
And usually that's just on the Google Business profile. It's not usually on the site. But we could provide you with a link to that Google Business profile, same as the one that you'd be sending out to them. And you can have your website guy attach it to your site. We didn't actually build your site, so we don't have direct access to it. But you'd have to get that link to your website guy. You can text it to him or send it to him and then tell him you want that attached to the site. It'd be a pretty easy fix.
Is there anything you could do better on that monthly Sprite price? Because that's still pretty steep for what I'm looking to do as just a retired guy. And, you know, I'm not looking to make a $1 million business here. I'm just looking to kind of have some fun, but that's
yeah.
A lot still.
I hear you.
$1.
Well, what I can do, they want me to go lower on the price because if you see the essential package, it's $299. But I could upgrade you to the platinum bundle. And what that'll do is also include some Facebook ads for you. They give you $100 of Facebook ads.
Is that monthly?
Yeah, it'll give you $100 of Facebook ads monthly. Your price is the same. It'll be $299, but I'll just upgrade you to platinum. And then you'll see there's a $299 setup fee in the fine print. I got that waived for you too. So the setup fee usually goes towards getting all your Google verification done, the keyword research and programming, the optimization of the landing page, which you won't have to do. You had somebody build your website. So even though I waived the fees on that, we're still going to do all of those things. So I'm saving you about $600
okay.
off the initial investment, but I'm saving you another $3 every month moving forward. And you'll have the Facebook ads as like another way of generating some more leads for you.
And how does the Facebook ads work? Because I'm just starting to learn how to do the Facebook business
mm-hmm.
page, which is
yeah.
very, very confusing. And,
yeah.
No, it's not easy, man. It's like, it's probably easy to somebody that does that, but for somebody that doesn't, it's all over the place. But anyway.
That's why your major competitors are paying a marketing company to handle it. Not doing.
Yeah, well, I'm not a major anything, so.
We'll get you there. We'll get you there. Any business owner. But we have a Meta certified technician in-house. They'll actually host it. So they'll do a bi-weekly posting for you. We're not going to duplicate that page. She'll actually ask you for access to that page. So you can do the bi-weekly posting. But we'll shoot you a text before we do the posting with a small example of the ad before it's actually published. So you have to give us the go-ahead on it and give us a thumbs up. And then they also do remarketing. So anybody who does an active search for inspections in the area will be able to see you if they're searching via Facebook, but also if they looked for it on another platform, it's the remarketing campaign. So if they looked it up on Google, then they hopped on Facebook, you'll actually appear as a pop-up to them, and we'll kind of follow them through Facebook for up to 48 hours.
What kind of ads are they?
They're remarketing ads. That's what they're called, Facebook remarketing ads.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not in the marketing lifestyle, so I'm thinking like an ad, like these pop-up ads I see all the time, random stuff, Pfizer,
yeah.
whatever, stuff like that.
Yeah.
Is that
mm-hmm.
what it is?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
As you're scrolling down the feed on your PC, you'll see it and it says sponsored at the top,
yeah.
like next to their name. Mm-hmm. It'll pop up, and that's usually if they've looked up a service that you provide, not just on Facebook, but on another platform on that device.
Yeah.
So if they
the
looked it up.
Month,
oh, sorry, go ahead.
The first month that people, what is this called that I would be doing with my Google? I don't even know what the name of this is that I'm doing.
Google Places placement, but you have to get your Google verification, everything. There's a form I'll send you got to fill out, send in like any license,
and then,
insurance. Exactly.
You said because of my area having so many leads, you're about a 2-to-1 based off of that price, you said?
Well, you'd see a 2-to-1 return on investment on one conversion, because when I was saying when I look at your services and fees page, you know, silver package for you is $600.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, if we just saw one of those within the next 30 days, you've doubled your money.
I see where you're going with that. Okay.
Yeah. It's only going to take us like one conversion for you to make profitable on this.
And then statistically, honestly, like being on that first page, because I hear a lot of people say don't do it, and a lot of people say do it. So it really comes down to an individual decision. What do you see statistically as far as getting service through that, being on the first page, is getting business through that versus not being on that first page?
Yeah, the guys that are on the first page will tell you they get calls daily. The guys that aren't on the first page, different ball game. And it's simply because most people, when they search online, it's 90%, according to Google, they do not go past the first page. So 90% of the traffic is start and stopping right here. If you're not here, you're basically not getting those guys. You gotta try to generate work from other means.
Right. Okay. All right. Well, with the platinum deal at $299 a month, let me give it a try and get the ball rolling and see if it generates any revenue for me.
You're going to love it, Mike. I have no doubt, especially with the website that you built. You know, you're already halfway there. We just got to get it in front of the right people. So,
right.
I'm going to create your Google business profile. So on the first page of Google, you can only have one phone number listed. Did you want to use this line that we're on right now?
Yeah. So I started a business profile. Did that thing just get wiped out because we're doing this thing?
Well, you started it, but it was never verified. So what we submit today to Google is like, it's law, it's the Bible. So, and we look for any changes, any discrepancies, they're going to send your PIN out that way, and then I'm going to send you a Google verification form, and want that information to match up. Anything else that's inaccurate to what we're submitting, they're going to do what's called a NAPW, which is name, address, phone number, and website audit. And so they'll want to have that fixed or changed. So I do want to make sure like the email actually matches up with the phone number, or excuse me, the email and phone number match up with what you already have on your website, since we don't have access to go in and do the NAPW on your website, right? So I'm just looking for any discrepancies really, because the AI doesn't pick those up and change them. We have to manually change those, but the AI will flag it. So if they're like, hey, this is the same name, but a different number, different address, same website, they're going to be like, you got to clear this up. We don't want to refer you to people with inaccurate information, basically, or outdated info. So that's kind of a long answer, but we want it to match up with what's on your site.
Okay, I understand.
Yeah. All right. So the staff@g2ginspect.com is primary email, and then this phone number, the 941-299-4230. Primary phone number, primary email, primary phone number. Okay. Update.
Correct.
Sorry. I'm multitasking like a madman. And then what's your last name, Mike?
It's Guarino, spelled G-U-A-R-I-N-O.
Okay. And traditional
and
spelling
the
on the... Oh, sorry. For your first name?
There's a junior on that as well.
Okay. Gotcha. But M-I-C-H-A-E-L?
Correct.
Gotcha. Junior... date. All right, perfect. And then what's the street address that I can send your PIN verification letter to?
Sorry, you broke up. Say that again.
What's the street address that I can send your PIN verification letter to?
Go with 13519 Brown Thrasher Pike.
Got it. Lakewood?
Yeah.
Lakewood Ranch, 34202?
Yes.
All right. And then are you okay with me displaying this address, or do you want me to have it hidden?
I like it hidden.
Okay. I noticed it wasn't on the website anywhere. I was looking for it.
Right. Yeah.
Okay. When I hide the address, it'll still say Lakewood Ranch, Florida, 34202. They just won't have, like, the street address, and it'll deactivate the turn by turn.
That's fine.
Okay. I just wanted to be clear on that one, too, so they'll know at least the zip code. All right, and then how do you want your hours of operation for the business listed?
For now, Monday through Saturday, 8:30 to 5.
OK. Okay. Sunday closed?
Yeah.
Okay. And do you accept cash, check, and card?
Yes. Okay. To include Zelle.
Okay. They also have, like, Cash App, PayPal, Venmo.
I'm not using all that right now, but...
Okay, just Zelle.
Yeah, just go with Zelle and Venmo. You can put Venmo on there as well.
Okay. All right, so I got the profile created. I'm going to send you your Google verification form. And then we're going to want to do a client interview with you just to customize the campaign properly. That's where they're going to go over, like, your keywords, the service area you cover, and they'll ask you some questions about, like, the Facebook profile and your Google business profile, how you want that to look or actually represent the business. So usually a client interview takes about 30 to 45 minutes, but we do ask for an hour window just in case the call goes over, you have extra questions. What would be the best time to do the client interview?
What is, today is Tuesday, correct? So tomorrow, anytime between, 10 a.m. and 12.
Okay. 10 a.m. tomorrow. I'm going to lock you in.
Yeah.
That's right when we get in here.
Okay. Yeah. So that's my Eastern time. So.
Right. Yeah. 7 a.m. here.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, I'm going to send you a calendar invitation to your email, and then we will text you. There's going to be an automated text 1 hour before the appointment, so about 9 o'clock your time, as a reminder. If anything pops up or changes, just let us know so we can reschedule it, but we'd rather get it done as soon as possible, especially a new account.
Okay.
They kind of rush all the new accounts through verification. See, and did you get that Google verification form? I texted and emailed it to you. Sounds like it barely came through.
Business, yeah, I'm getting them now.
Okay. If you click on that link, that's a link to the Google Business Profile. That's the information Google's going to request in order for you to get that Google Verified badge on your listing. If you're missing anything, it tells you right at the bottom, the only option if you're missing anything is going to be a video verification, and which will actually three-way call you with the Google rep on the line via video, either FaceTime or Google Meet, and we'll verify your listing over the phone.
Yeah, I did that with the regular Google profile where I had to take a video and I sent it in, so.
Right. Yeah, this one's a little more advanced, so this one will actually give you the verification badge. All the guys on page one, we kind of vouch to the potential prospects that we've done that vetting process.
Mm-hmm.
And give them peace of mind to just go ahead and hire you guys, and it's not going to be some fly-by-night guy. It's not traceable back to you if their car turns up missing.
Right, yeah, yeah.
Kind of an extreme.
So I'm just, to get your Google business, Google needs the below mentioned information to proceed.
We don't need all of that right now. It usually takes guys like 2 to 3 days to get that back to us, by the way. So you'll probably complete your client interview before you send that in, so don't panic, but. I just wanted you to know how to get to it and what we're talking about if we say Google verification form.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But yeah, tools and equipment, work vehicle, license plate. You could cover your license plate number. It'll say license and insurance documents, business cards. Some guys don't ever make business cards. You'll notice some of them have an asterisk next to it. Those ones are more important, obviously, like the little red asterisk.
Right.
Yeah. But pictures of invoice, if you have it. Picture of workplace, if you have it. I know your workplace is probably going to change on a regular basis, but this stuff goes to Google, by the way. This isn't going to be posted, so don't have any fear if you, like, do take a picture of the license plate. I try to tell them it's not something where we're going to throw that up online.
So when I open up the form, it's using my personal email account, and it says switch account. Should I be switching to the staff?
Yeah, it's supposed to match up with what we're submitting. That's what I was telling you earlier. So once you want to log into the same one, it's on your website. Staff@g2ginspect.com.
Yeah, but it's not, that's not a Google account. It's asking me, like, so, like, when I open up, now I can't even go back, of course. All right, so X out of that. Go back to now. Open up the page again. All right, it says local/Google verification. Please use this form to supply. And then it says michael.ggarino1@gmail.com. I don't want to use that because that's not the same.
I mean,
I don't have a.
It's okay, though.
Bottom line is, so, I don't have a Google account under my business, I guess.
It's okay. Can you see the form?
I don't know what.
Can you see the form? You see the section that says email, your name, phone number as you scroll down?
I see all of that stuff.
Yeah, then you're fine. Fill it out accordingly, because even if the email doesn't match up, they manually read these, like a human being's reading it. It's not getting sent to an AI system. So they'll see your name and phone number. They'll see the company name. They'll be able to verify it that way.
Okay.
Yeah, you'll be fine.
Just wanted to make sure.
No worries. Yeah, and I'm submitting the profile to them too. So some stuff is AI read, and that's where we get like the red flags most of the time, and then other stuff's manual read. So these Google verification forms, they actually have a guy that goes through them and reads them, verifies them.
Okay.
Okay. Submit. All right. So I have account created and client interview scheduled. In terms of securing your first month's payment of the $299, how did you want to do that?
Visa card.
All right. And is that under your name, the business name, or both?
Both names are on the card.
Okay. Let me add good to go inspections LLC. All right. And is the billing address the same as the street address that we're sending the Google PIN verification letter?
Yes.
All right. I'm ready for you, Mike.
4046.
4046.
0112.
0112.
0377.
0377.
5775.
5775. Okay. And expiration date, month and year?
Month is October. Year is 2026.
October 26. And then 3-digit code on the back.
601.
All right. So you're on a recorded line, Mike. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. All of our calls are recorded for quality assurance and before we process any transactions. Also, as an added form of protection for you as a business owner, it says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state your business name?
Good to go Inspections, LLC.
Thank you. And can you please state your name and title within the company?
Michael Garino, Jr., CEO.
Thank you. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of Good to Go Inspections, LLC today?
Yes.
All right. And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account that you just gave me?
Yes.
Okay. So it says, to get results as fast as possible, Mike, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yes.
Okay. So 24 to 48 hours. Try to practice immediate response time for customers. Usually if we contact you, it's urgent, especially when we're getting everything up and running. So definitely make sure you get back to us. It says, in hiring Local Splash as your Google certified marketing representative, do you agree to let us know about any other forms of online advertisement while you're using our services?
Say that one again.
Yeah, so what they're looking for is, like, after today, if you're going to add anything additional, Mike, we want you to let us know about it.
Okay.
Yeah, because we want to avoid any duplicating of any listings. We don't want you paying for something we're already doing for you. So there's various reasons. If you're already paying us and then something gets suspended because you've just paid more money and it made another one, it's going to be your business. So it's like beating a dead horse at that point. So if you're not sure, just double check with us. And then the initial term of your service agreement is 1 month. We do recommend that you try our services for at least 2 months when we're building everything from scratch for you like this, but you are on a month-to-month campaign. You're not binded to any kind of long-term contract or anything like that. It says when the term is completed, the agreement's going to be set up to auto-renew each month on the 13th day. It's going to stay in this discounted pricing structure of $299 for as long as you're with us. It says you can discontinue or cancel at any time. There's no cancellation fees or penalties of any kind. All that we ask is if you are going to discontinue, just let us know before the next billing's due so we can stop that automated billing cycle. And then it says, do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. Did you have any questions on any of it?
I don't think so. I think you were pretty, you know, straightforward with what's going to be going on. I think it's just going to be a learning process. And, you know, once I talk tomorrow, I'll know more with my meeting tomorrow.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not rocket science, but the good thing is that we're really transparent with you guys. We always say our educated clients are our happiest clients because they know what they're paying us for each month. So don't hesitate to ask questions. We'd rather explain it to you than have you wonder, like, you know, what are they really doing? Yeah.
Right. Basically, when I get done and if I see the result of what you're discussing as far as my name and verification on that front page and everything looks good, then I'll be happy.
Yeah, we know that, especially when we offer a month-to-month campaign like this. We got a short amount of time to show you guys some results if we want you to continue to come back with us. So that's why we're trying to get client interview like today, tomorrow, right away, get to the verification form before we even paid for it. So you know what to expect.
Right.
You know? All right. So I'm going to process this payment. When it clears, you're going to get an automated text message with a full outline of this agreement in writing. You got to sign off on that. And they're going to send you the Google verification form again. It's just an automation that they have. You only got to fill it out once. And then they'll also send you the username and password for your account dashboard and tracking system. There will be an email that you'll get with a link to the app and a YouTube video to show you how to use the app. So you already have the login credentials and you can always download the app, and that way you have it right there in your back pocket, even if you're out in the field. You can request reviews.
Okay.
See it, keep track of all your leads, you know, see how many calls you're getting, clicks you're getting, where they're coming from.
Okay.
Yeah, that'll be a good tool too, so you know what's coming from us versus anything else you might be using. All right, so I just want to make sure that these come through. I'm checking the automated section to see what texts have been sent and what haven't. Looks like they barely sent off the terms, so I think you got that one there. That's the outline of the agreement in writing in that link. And then it should be a Google verification and your tracking system info. Okay. And then I'm going to send you my direct number and extension too, Mike.
Okay.
Okay. My name's John. I'll be your account lead here. So you could call me directly if you need help. We also have 24/7 customer service available to you. So if I am busy, it'll auto forward you to one of those reps. Or if you hit extension 1 and when it's after hours, there's always a live operator available to you.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. That way, if you have any like revisions requests or want to make changes, even if it's like 8 at night, you could always tell them, hey, you know, I want to focus on, you know, mold remediation or something. You can just let them know.
Okay.
Yeah. Because your keywords are interchangeable. So during the client interview, they'll set your 15 keywords, but maybe, you know, fast forward a month or two from now, you want to run with a different set. You could do that through your account management team here. You could swap them at any time.
Okay. Do they, does the website wording have anything to do with the keyword wording in Google?
It used to. In our older SEO methods, but you're working with a Google partner, so like we could list you without a website at all. Actually, it's not a requirement.
Okay, that's what I thought.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to sit around and play that whole match game.
Yeah, back and forth
versus what the.
Right. Yeah, yeah. That's usually why, like, if a client comes on board with us and they don't have a site, we usually will provide one for them. But occasionally, yeah. I get these old timers that just don't even want it, and we're able to post them now without even having a website. So. The AI does like it to match up though. Like if you do have a website that was built before, since we won't be able to access it, that way you don't have to do all that jumping around. We want to make sure all the stuff that we submit to them today matches with what's already on the site. Makes it easy.
Okay.
Yeah. So all good. I wish we could have caught you before you paid for it. Probably could have saved you a lot of money, but it is what it is at this point. We just got to get it in position to start making some money now.
What, for the website?
Yeah. Yeah, because then we would have had it all in-house.
That's the one that I wanted because it jives
it's nice,
with the
though.
Software program that I use. So,
okay.
It's kind of like a package deal that I wanted. So we'll make it work with what we got. I'm not worried about that.
No, it's nice. It's not like they're missing anything. It's just only if you plan on making a lot of changes to it soon, then, you know, instead of us having a back and forth with the website guy. But honestly, we're talking about a hypothetical. It's not even a problem right now. So.
And the nice thing about it is I have access to my website to make all the changes that I need. Perfect. I don't need to go through anybody to do it. So.
Yeah.
So if you guys, if I'm sitting with your folks and they're like, yeah, we should add this and you should add that, I can do it while I'm talking to them, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. If I even ever had to do that, I don't know.
We'll yeah, that's what we're trying to avoid, though, you know? Like, you're taking time out of your day to sit down, go over this. Like, that's what you pay them and us to handle. So
exactly.
Yeah. All right.
As long as Google it meets what it's supposed to say, then, like I said, I'll be happy, and we'll figure that out.
Yeah, you'll love this. Like I said, we kind of came into it with, here's a list of guys, you know, and then these are the ones we think would be a good fit. And then we're going, okay, well, this guy's doing that, and they're using this to get the leads that they're selling them there. So you're going to wind up spending way more. So it's like, hey, we're going to save you money and get you more leads. Yeah, we have no doubts that this will turn into a long-term thing. We just got to get it up and running.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you for signing up. Welcome aboard. If you have any other questions, comments, or concerns along the way, do not hesitate to call. Other than that, enjoy the rest of your day, and we will circle back with you first thing in the morning at 10 a.m. to knock out your client interview.
Yeah, I'll go through all the texts and fill out what's needed, and hopefully I'll be ready for tomorrow morning with everything.
Yeah, that's all the legwork you'll really have to do. I mean, once you're Google verified, Mike, we'll never have to go through that process again. So just remember that if it starts to feel like a little bit of headache, you're building something and establishing yourself in a way that's going to still be around even if you leave us like 5-6 years from now. You know what I mean? So.
Right. Okay. Sounds good.
All right. You have a great evening. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right, John. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye.